Hotel du Lac by Anita Bruckner. Read by Anna Massey. Chapter 1. From the window, all that could be seen was a receding area of grey. It was to be supposed that beyond the grey garden, which seemed to sprout nothing but the stiffish leaves of some unfamiliar plant, lay the vast grey lake, spreading like an anaesthetic towards the invisible further shore, and beyond that, in imagination only, yet verified by the brochure, the peak of the Dent d'Oche, on which snow might already be slightly and silently falling. For it was late September, out of season. The tourists had gone, the rates were reduced, and there were few inducements for visitors in this small town at the water's edge, whose inhabitants, uncommunicative to begin with, were frequently rendered taciturn by the dense cloud that descended for days at a time, and then vanished without warning to reveal a new landscape, full of colour and incident. Boats skimming on the lake, passengers at the landing stage, an open-air market, the outline of the gaunt remains of a 13th-century castle, seams of white on the far mountains, and on the cheerful uplands to the south, a rising backdrop of apple trees, the fruit sparkling with emblematic significance. For this was the land of prudently harvested plenty, a land which had conquered human accidents, leaving only the weather distressingly beyond control. Edith Hope, a writer of romantic fiction under a more thrusting name, remained standing at the window, as if an access of goodwill could pierce the mysterious opacity with which she had been presented. Although she had been promised a tonic cheerfulness, a climate devoid of illusions, an utterly commonsensical, not to say pragmatic...